When Barry Bonds advanced in the baseball records by moving into third place on the all-time home run list, Larry Ellison set a baseball record of his own. On both Monday and Tuesday, Mr. Ellison, who is a California computer executive, but not the Larry Ellison of Oracle fame, was in his kayak in McCovey Cove. That's the patch of San Francisco Bay beyond the right field wall where the left-handed Barry Bonds frequently hits baseballs. In each game, Mr. Ellison retrieved a historic Bonds home run ball. First, it was career home run number 660 to tie Willie Mays. Mr. Ellison, first, can you describe for us what happened in that game?
My son and I were out together. We decided that we would try to cover the best real estate, and we're looking at the wind. We're listening to the game on the radio. When he hit the ball, we knew that it was hit well. The crowd roar is just enormous. It drowned out my radio, and so I had to just look up over the wall, and I see the ball cresting the wall and coming down, and almost seemed like in slow motion, and landed in front of me about 5 feet. Reached down and grabbed it with my hand without any problem, and it was terrific.
Then you went back yesterday.
I did. You know, I thought, you know, what could the odds be of getting another one? But I wanted to be out at McCovey Cove.
All right, well, give us a sense of the play-by-play. Where are we in the game when you realize that the 661st home run by Barry Bonds is coming your way?
I was actually off to the side. I realized that Barry's up to bat, and I finally got in position, and he hit it, and I heard it on the radio and heard the crowd roar and knew it was coming. And this time, though, he hit it so high, I could see it arcing from about the middle of the field before it ever got near the wall. So I saw the trajectory, and I could start heading in that direction and realize it was coming toward us.
You were actually paddling toward the anticipated point of impact.
Yep. A friend of mine was there first and had his net ready, and he scooped for it and missed, which is not like him. And I see these other boats converging on it and realize I better do something. So reaching way out to try to get it and went out of the boat. I don't know if I fell out or jumped out, and it bobbed under and bobbed up and under and up a couple of times, and I thought for sure I was going to lose it with all the people around, and came up and I grabbed it.
What did you think when you actually realized that you had possession of Bonds' home run number 661?
I couldn't believe it, that the odds of having both in two consecutive days was just incredible.
Now, ball number 660 was given back. You gave it back to Barry Bonds. It's when he tied his godfather, Willie Mays, with. Where is number 661 going to sit?
It's stored in the Giants' safe right now. It was interesting because I got out of the water to do an interview with a TV station, and some of the Giants' administration came over to make sure everything was okay, and they escorted me inside, and I was able to change clothes since I was wet, and they were able to authenticate the ball for me and put a hologram sticker on it, so they did all that. And I said, you know, they would like to put the ball on display, and they'd obviously like to have it, and not Barry. He indicated that, you know, that one was not as special to him as 660. But so I'm leaving it there. We're going to decide what to do with it in the coming days. So.
And is the computer business in California holding up well enough so we're not going to see this on eBay sometime next year?
Well, we don't know. So there's all kinds of possibilities, though.
Well, congratulations to you on your achievement.
Hey, thank you very much.
Larry Ellison, who caught Barry Bonds' home runs number 660 and 661 in his kayak in McCovey Cove, the waters beyond the right field wall of SBC Park in San Francisco.